Do you recommend pertuzumab or not?
I discuss it with them.
And they say, well, what do you think? And you just say, it's up to you. It's a minimal benefit. We can try it.
I'd say it is a modest benefit. I mean, it's a positive trial within the guidelines of the
Would you be
statistics of the
more
trial.
enthusiastic if the patient had three positive nodes?
I'd be, the bigger and badder the tumor, the more enthusiastic I would be, yes.
And looking ahead, if a patient like that had gotten out to a year of, let's say, chemotrastuzumab or chemotrastuzumab pertuzumab, again, would you bring up neratinib and would you be more enthusiastic if it were ER positive?
Well, I'd be more enthusiastic if I felt the patient was at higher risk for recurrence. And again, the bigger and the badder the tumor. I think the ER positive information is very interesting. Again, we don't have really long follow-up in this trial either. And we have no follow-up for patients who are on pertuzumab. If I give the patient pertuzumab, would that wipe out all of the benefit of the neratinib, for instance? We don't know.
Right.
So, in terms of that issue of it looking better in the ER positive, any biology speculations on that one, why it might be true with a TKI? It's not true of lapatinib, is it?
Well, it might be. Neratinib is more potent, we think, than lapatinib. There has been this theory around for some time now that there is receptor crosstalk between EGFR and the hormone receptors. So if you have a drug that is blocking EGFR in addition to HER2, you may be then blocking an additional escape pathway. I may not be explaining this correctly, but so by dual blocking the hormone pathway with EGFR, you may be getting added benefit.
That's interesting. So I'm curious, Patricia, this patient was treated. When was she treated and what happened?
Well, it was treated about 3 years ago, so it was right after the guidelines had changed for using pertuzumab. And what's interesting to me is that even if I saw this woman now with what I knew before surgery, I wouldn't have considered her a candidate for neoadjuvant treatment because her nodes looked negative and looked like she had a less than 2 cm tumor. So I probably would have advised her to go ahead and get surgery first and then consider treatment because if she had a small tumor, 1.5 cm node negative, she would have been treated very differently.
Although utilizing the NCCN thing of would they have been eligible, in retrospect, she did have a 4.5 cm tumor, so you could take that logic. Is that what you did?
Well, that's what I did when we treated her. And so she's gone on. She's doing well. I just recently saw her. She's incredibly anxious.
What exactly did she get? What chemo?
TCHP.
And how long did she get the pertuzumab
Six
for?
cycles at that
She
point.
just got it during the chemo, and
Correct.
then you finished out the urotrastuzumab.
Correct.
How did she do when she was on the pertuzumab?
She had a significant amount of diarrhea and fatigue, but she pushed herself through it and did, we were able to address her symptoms and she got through it.
How long did it take the diarrhea to manifest and what did you have to do to control it?
It was really just within a couple of days, and I mean between either Imodium and Lamotil, and we had to bring her in probably a couple of times for extra hydration.